I want to express the appreciation of all of you for being here, especially you who are visiting with us. It's good to have you. Good to have visitors. We are so appreciative of you wanting to come and to be with us. Singing these good songs to God, it touches our hearts. I always get emotional when I sing songs to God. I can't help it. It's my nature. And I do. They touch me. Just as Brother Randy was leading these songs. And I believe that every Christian should be touched by the songs that we sing. The words, the sentiments that are in the songs. We are a living being and upon God's footstool. And everything that we do towards serving Him, we should do it to the best of our ability. I'm very aware of my feeble ability or my weakness in trying to bring a lesson from God's Word. I'm aware of that. This is one of the hardest things that I ever tried to do, is lead the singing or try to bring a lesson from God's Word. I'm always afraid that there's something that I'm not going to say that I should say. And I'm aware that God would hold me responsible for things that I teach that is not the truth. And I would be, you would be my friend if you'll help me and follow with me the things that we'll be talking about. Keep notes. And for something that I say that's not just right, that you do not agree with, would you please bring that to my attention? By ourselves somewhere, though. We'll talk about it by ourselves. But I'm grateful to be able to stand here and to bring some things to our attention, I hope, that will be of great benefit to every person in this assembly. Not to just those of us who are members of the body of Christ, but to every person under the sound of my voice. And I believe that before we leave here this evening, you will be touched by some of the things that I'll say. This morning I was thinking, while Brother Warnick was preaching and telling us, talking to us from God's Word, that in the finality of the whole thing, there will be a final day, a final accounting, a final judgment that we'll have to stand before God and give unto Him for the way in which we've handled His Word, for the way in which we have taught it, for the way in which we have lived before our fellow man. So I'd like to talk to you for just a little while about the final account. I believe that all of us can say that in our lives that we have faced certain days in our life that we would be faced with a judgment or a final accounting on our financial affairs or some other thing that we were going to do. Maybe we were going to buy something. We had a certain amount of days to do that. And on that certain day, we had to make up our mind whether we were going to do that or not. You young people who are in school, there are certain days that you have to give an account for. Every year, the last day of school, you have to give an account for the way in which you studied those lessons and prepared yourself. There's a final account. You have to give an account for everything that you have learned. And that depends on whether or not you'll pass to the next grade. You need to think about that. And some of you have prepared yourselves, and you don't worry about that last examination. It's a breeze. You can pass through that, and you know that you're going to pass to the next grade. Some of us might not have been that easy, and then some might dread that day. Just how do we stand on the final account with God, the final judgment? Well, we know that there's going to be one. God said that there would be. And just as sure as He lives, there will be a final account. In Romans 14:11, for it is written, as I live, saith the Lord, every knee shall bow to me, and every tongue shall confess unto God. Just as sure as He lives, God said that there would be a final account. And just as sure as He has been raised from the dead, there will be a final day, a final judgment, a final accounting. In Acts 17:31, because He hath appointed a day in the which He will judge the world in righteousness, by that man who He hath ordained, whereof He hath given assurance unto all men, in that He hath raised Him from the dead. Just as sure as Christ has been raised from the dead, there will be a final account. How do we know that? Because God said there would be. The Bible says so. Just as sure as death, there will be a final account. We see that on every hand. We see that every day. Just this past week, one of our good sisters left this life. We see that in our own families. We see that of our friends. We see it on TV and here. We know that there's going to be death. We're going to die one of these days. And just as sure as that, we will stand before God in that final day and give an account unto Him for everything that we've done. We might not like it, but we should live every day of our life in preparation for that. When we wake up of a morning, we should thank Him for the good blessings of the rest through the past night, that we could see the dawning of another day. And when we lay down at night, we should ask Him to bless us through the night, that we would be able to wake up the next day. God gives us those blessings, gives us those privileges to do that. And all of those blessings are in Him. So just as sure as death there will be. In Hebrews 9:27, as it is appointed unto men once to die, but after that, the judgment, the final accounting, the last day that we'll stand before God in judgment. There will be a last day. In talking and thinking about this, you know, it does us good to consider these things and think about them seriously. Not just occasionally think about that final account or the last day, the judgment day, but we need to think about that seriously. Some men of the Bible thought about it seriously, but they did nothing about it. One man I know that thought a lot about it when they was talking to him concerning his soul, but it made him shudder, it made him tremble in his feet. He didn't like to hear that. He didn't like to hear what they was telling him, so it made him tremble. And that man was Felix. We can read about that in the Acts, the 24th chapter, in the 25th verse. Listen to what he says. And as he reasoned of righteousness, temperance, and judgment to come, Felix trembled. He wasn't ready for that final account. Do you tremble tonight, not being ready for that final account? Do I tremble, worry about whether or not I'm going to be able to stand before Him and give a good account of the things that I have done, the way that I've handled His Word? We need to think about that seriously. Felix didn't think about it as serious as he ought to, or he would obey the gospel. Paul charged the young man Timothy that he need to think about it seriously in his preaching. In 2 Timothy 4:1-2, I charge thee therefore before God and the Lord Jesus Christ, who shall judge the quick and the dead at His appearing and at His kingdom. Preach the word. Don't you fail, Timothy, to preach the word. So we tonight, we should not fail to preach, to teach God's word. Be instant in season and out of season. All times, be ready to preach His word. Just to whom will we give an account? You know, as we said in our opening remarks, that we would have to give an account to certain people on certain days of maybe some agreement that we had with them. And you young people in your school, you have to give an account to the teacher that gives you your final exam. And you might do that with a smiling face, knowing that you're going to pass that grade. And then others might want to hand it in the back to them like this. And we might want to try to do that too at the last day. But to whom will we do that to? To the Son of God. In John 5:22, for the Father judgeth no man, but hath committed all judgment unto the Son. Unto the Son, the one who gave His life for all of us, suspended between heavens and earth on the cross, for you and for me. that we might be able even to assemble here as we are in this capacity this evening. That's the one to whom we'll give an account to. We need to think about that seriously. Jesus was ordained to be that judge, to stand for us to stand before and to give a final account. In Acts 17:31, because he hath appointed a day in the which he will judge the world in righteousness by that man whom he hath ordained, whereof he hath given assurance unto all men that in that he hath raised him from the dead. And also Acts 10:42, and he commanded us to preach unto the people and to testify that it is he which was ordained of God to be the judge of the quick or living and the dead. That's the one who we'll stand before. It won't be some men here upon the earth. It'll be the one that gave his life for us. And when we think of that, we should think of it real serious. Think about it. The one that gave his life for me, and he's willing to leave his word in my possession and allow me to handle it, but has given me instruction how to do so. And we need to handle that aright, that we won't be afraid to stand before him, the one who was ordained to be our judge, the one who was ordained for us to stand before and to give a final account. Because he will be a righteous judge. He won't show me any partiality. He won't, because that I'm who I am, he won't allow me to get by with certain things and you to get by with certain things, but he'll be a righteous judge. He'll render unto us just exactly as we have handled his word. 2 Timothy 4:7-8. Paul knew that he'd be a righteous judge, and he wasn't afraid to stand before him. Listen to what he says. I have fought a good fight. I have finished my course. I have kept the faith. What, Paul? I have kept the faith. Henceforth, there is laid up for me a crown of righteousness, which the Lord, the righteous judge, shall give me in that day. But not to me only, but unto all them also that love his appearing. I have fought a good fight, and I have kept the faith. I have finished my course. Can we say that this evening? Can we say to him that I've kept the faith, I've finished my course, I'm laying a plan that I know that you cannot deny me when I stand before you? Can we say that? Really say that? Are we struggling to be able to say that? Are we striving for that day, looking forward to it, when we can lay down and rest with peace? Sometimes we look at those who have passed on and I'll say, they're in peace. Maybe we think that's the only time that we'll have peace is when we die. Only if we have lived in the Lord and obeyed him, that's when we'll have the peace. Who shall give an account unto Jesus? Oh, everybody. Everybody. Everybody under the sound of my voice will give an account. Paul said in Romans 14:12, so then every one of us shall give an account of himself unto God. You won't be able to do it for me. I won't do it for you. We'll all have to stand before him. And that's what will be so unpartiality, because that will each one of us, we'll have to stand there and render up our service unto him and He'll know everything we've done. We won't have to tell God anything. He'll know. We won't have to plead with him for mercy, because he already knows. He knows what we have done, what we are doing. So that's the reason that we should strive every day of our life. And it's not easy. Sometimes we, who are members of the body of Christ, talk to people just like it's the easiest thing that there is to do. It's not easy to be a Christian. It's a hard thing to do. On every hand, there's something that's pulling this way and something pulling that way. You will have to verify that. You know that. It's not easy to be a Christian. But all the bliss that is in it, in being one, and after a while, when we lay down this burden here upon this earth and go to meet him, that's when we'll have all the joys that we've been working for. You need to work for that this evening. You need to prepare yourself. And that's the reason we're talking to you as we are, to prepare yourself for that day. So it'll be a joyful reunion when we get there. See those who've gone before us, all live together as a family once again. Some of you haven't come to realize that. Someday you will. So we need to be able, with joy in our hearts, I'm ready, I've fought a good fight. Every one of us. Again, the Apostle Paul says in 2 Corinthians 5:10, for we must all appear before him in judgment, or before him the judgment seat of Christ, that everyone may receive the things done in this body according to that he hath done, whether it be good or whether it be bad. So there we'll have to stand and give an account of everything that we have done, not just the good things, but of the bad things. You say, Harold, you did this, but you didn't do that. I won't want to hear that last. And I hope I don't have to hear that last. I hope that you don't have to hear that last. And you don't, if we'll live according to the plan that he has given us. Who shall give an account unto Jesus? Those of the house of God. Those of the house of God. In 1 Peter 4:17 and 18, for the time is come that judgment must begin at the house of God. And if it first began at us, what shall the end be of them that obey not the gospel of God? And if the righteous scarcely be saved, where shall the ungodly and the sinner appear? Oh, if those who are members of his body scarcely be saved, where will those be? Where will the ungodly be who has not obeyed the gospel? Sometimes we might think that just because we're baptized and have our name here at Knollwood or wherever it might be, that I am sure of heaven. But that's not so. We'll stand before him and give an account in the way that we have handled his word. Sometimes we might get, pardon the expression, too big for our britches. Even the elders sometimes might think that they're the only ones that's going to be saved. But they'll have to give an account for members of the church, the way that they have handled God's word. For every member, they'll have to give an account for that. We don't talk to members and try to bring to them the teachings of God and the things that they should know. We'll have to give an account of that. In Hebrews 13:17, obey them that have the rule over you and submit yourselves, for they watch for your souls, as they that must give an account, that they may do it with joy and not with grief, for that is unprofitable for you. They'll have to give an account not only for everyone, but for themselves. The elders will have to give an account for themselves. In Acts 20:28, Take heed therefore unto yourselves and to all the flock over the which the Holy Ghost hath made you overseer, to feed the church of God which he hath purchased with his own blood. If the elders fail to see that the congregations in which they are over are fail to see that they have got the right food, they'll have to give an account for that. You won't have to give an account for them, but they'll have to give an account. So every person is brought in this lesson that we talk about this evening. The wicked will have to give an account. Those who have not obeyed the gospel. In Matthew 7, 22 and 23, many will say unto me, in that day, Lord, Lord, have we not prophesied in thy name, and in thy name have cast out devils, and in thy name done many wonderful works? And then will I profess unto them, I never knew you. Depart from me, ye that work iniquity. Depart from me, I never knew you. You never was one of mine. You lived a wicked life. You never was one of mine. You never was a child of mine. You have no inheritance in my kingdom because you wasn't a child of mine. Go thy way. Be as Felix did, tremble to hear those words. But it'll be too late then to hear the final words of what God will render unto us. But we would say, oh, if we just had a few more days. But there won't be. If we just had a few more days, I would make preparation and I would be ready for that day. But the final days will be over. We'll stand before him and the books will be opened, and I wonder if our name will be in that book that'll be opened. Oh, let's see that our name is there. You who are here tonight and not a member of it, you make sure that your name is there in that book, that when he opens it, that your name will be there. There'll be no doubt about it, that it'll be there plain. They can read your name easily. I hope that while you're sitting in your seat, that you'll think seriously on that. I hope that you will make preparations and be able to say as the Apostle Paul did, I'm ready. I fought a good fight. I know that there's a crown laid up for me. For what shall we give an account? For our deeds, for our things that were done in this body. 2 Corinthians 3:10. For we must all appear before the judgment seat of Christ, that every one may receive the things done in his body according to that he hath done, whether it be good or bad. Our failures to do good, our failures to do good will cause us to miss heaven. In Matthew 25 through 41 through 46, listen. Then shall he say unto them on the left hand, depart from me, ye cursed, unto everlasting, prepared for the devils and his angels. For I was a hungered, and ye gave me no meat. I was thirsty, and ye gave me no drink. I was a stranger, and ye took me not in. Naked, and ye clothed me not. Sick, and in prison, and ye visited me not. Then shall they also answer him, saying, Lord, when saw we thee in hunger and thirst, stranger, or naked and sick and in prison, and did not minister unto you? Will that be me? Will I say that to him? Lord, when did I see thee in those conditions and didn't minister unto you? Will that be your saying, will you have to say that to him? How many will have to say that? Then shall he answer them, saying, Verily I say unto you, inasmuch as ye did it not unto the one of the least of these, ye did it not to me. And they shall go away into everlasting punishment, but the righteous into eternal life, or life eternal. We might say sometimes that, well, I will one of these days, I'm going to obey the gospel, but I just don't care much for the one that's doing the preaching. I've heard that, or I don't care a lot for one of the members that goes there, or the elders, or I just don't care much about that church. Or there's hypocrites there. What little things that we think about just to miss heaven. What excuses we can find. And knowing that we're miss heaven by just such remarks as that. You need to obey the gospel tonight. Brother John Sellers was talking last week on heaven is a prepared place for a prepared people. Amen. But we've got to prepare ourselves. We have to do that. And that's the reason that we're here. That's one of the reasons that we're talking to you as we are tonight. Prepare yourselves for that prepared heaven. There's a home that's waiting for us. Do we want to open the door to go there? Don't we want to live there, the place that is gone and so beautiful, the place that he's made for us? Don't we want to go? I do. I want to see that. And I'm sure you do too. I know that you want to go. And you're going to do that. Don't put it off too late. But you've heard the gospel. We know that you've heard the gospel many, many times. Do you believe it? You need to believe it in Hebrews 11:6, Mark 16:16, John 8:24, and Acts 16:31 tells us to believe it. We need to repent of our sins. Quit doing those things. And Lord, I'm coming home. I want to be with you. I forsake everything here on this earth and to live for you the rest of my days while I'm here. That won't be hard. You'll stumble and fall. Pick yourself up. Watch a little baby. They'll crawl and have to crawl before they start walking. Then when they get there, they'll fall back down, but they'll get back up. We do that too. Not intentionally, but because that's nature. But each day we gain strength from God. Confess his matchless name before this good audience this evening. Mark 16:15-16, Acts 2:38. Be baptized for the remission of our sins. We need to do that. I know that there are those here who need to render obedience to the gospel of Christ. And I hope that I have said something. If you don't agree with me, what I have said that would cause you to want to become a Christian, what do I need to say? What do we need to say? I'd love to know. God expects us to do the best that we can in trying to serve him, and that's what I try to do, and that's what we all want to try to do. You who are here that's not a member of his body, every Christian in this building are praying for you tonight. To see that you come to Christ, be buried with him in baptism, to rise, to walk in a new life. Leave this building a new person. We want to do that. We want to help you in every way that we possibly can. Brother Randy is going to lead us in the song, Are You Ready for That Day to Come? Or will we be like Felix and say, oh, some convenient season, I'll call for you. I'm not sure that I'm going to be here in the morning. I'm not sure you are next week or whenever it might be, but one of these days we're not going to be able to hear a gospel sermon to be able to obey it. If you have, and one time you was a child of his, but you stumbled and fell and wasn't able to pick yourself up and just couldn't do it, and you've been trying and thinking about you need to do that, you ought to.
You know you ought to do that. You ought to come back and ask the saints here to pray for you, and God to forgive you of those things. If you're in any way subject to the gospel of God, if you need to render obedience by being baptized, or if you're a Christian and don't care, you have to come, Brother Randy, standing with the saints.